This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have True West Credit Union's very own Jennifer Kimmel and My Community Credit Union's very own Randy Stolp talking about the 2022 CUNA Technology Council and CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council's conference coming up here, oh my gosh, September 21st to the 24th in Las Vegas. It's going to be here before you know it, and they have a few new wrinkles to share as well, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking a little technology, we're talking a little operations and member experience with two fine credit union folks here. Let's do some introductions before we dive into the topic here. Right next to me, we have True West Credit Union's very own Jennifer Kimmel. Jennifer, how are you today? Good to see you.
I'm fantastic, Mike. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. And then right below us, we have Mr. Randy Stolp from My Community Credit Union. Randy, how are things going down there in the basement?
Doing great. Thank you so much, Mike. Good to see you.
Glad to have you guys on the show today. We're talking about, if you were kind of like technology, member experience operation, we're talking about the upcoming CUNA Technology Council and CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council's conference coming up. Oh my gosh. It's good. It's like we were saying, it's 21 days away, September 21st through the 24th in Las Vegas. It's going to be here right before you know it. So Jennifer, I'm going to let you go first. Give us a quick overview of this year's gathering, because if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be the first time back in a year or two or so. Am I correct in that assumption?
It's so exciting, Mike. We are back in person for the first time in 2 years. Everybody's favorite operations professionals, technology professionals coming together for 3 days of just networking and fun in the fabulous city of Las Vegas. We get to go to Caesar's Palace this year. That's nice. So not only do we get great content and great information, but there should also be a little bit of time for some fun over at Caesars.
Yeah, you can't help but not have some fun at Caesars or Las Vegas in general stuff. Randy, anything to add to that as well? A quick overview and what folks can expect?
Yeah, well, you know, as you mentioned, you know, 21 days away, it's hard to believe it's 3 weeks and summer is, you know, technically over, although you wouldn't know from the heat waves that we were just talking about with all three of us going on. But, you know, something really exciting, too, we were able to extend the early bird cutoff. So if you register now up until September 7th, you can still get the early bird rate and the great room rates at Caesars too. So always, you know, put on my financial hat for our credit unions and let them know about those things. I think one of the things I'm most excited about is something new we're trying out this year. Everybody always, we always have a full exhibit hall for our vendor partners, and we are excited to have this really cool early access tour that you can sign up for that'll get you around to 27 of the key vendors in kind of a speedy fashion. Let you, you know, if you're not sure who you want to talk to, or you want to make sure that you get a chance to get a quick overview of a lot of people in a short period of time, this is a great tour for you. So we hope that people try it out and love it. And if they do, we'll bring it back again.
That's a really good idea. Wow. It's like, why didn't we think of that sooner? Oh my goodness.
It's always so hard to get around to everybody. And you know, you run out of time. You end up spending 15 minutes talking to somebody really interesting, and then you don't get a chance to get to everybody else.
As we all know, that going to a conference, we're all pulled in 100 different directions. And so, this is such a great idea. Jennifer, anything to add on that one? Any new wrinkles or anything like that you want to share with us for this year's gathering?
You know, we're bringing back a fan favorite of this conference, and that's speed rounds. It's kind of our version of Shark Tank, if you will, for our operations and technology professionals. And we're going to give our vendors a chance to get on stage, present their solution or their product to the crowd. We've got our judges all lined up to get through speed rounds. I know that our teams have been working really hard to make it just an incredible event. It's always one of the highlights of conference. We're bringing it back. And we cannot wait to see our vendors on stage, because anytime you can get a vendor on stage and get them wiggling a little bit in their boots, because you never know how things go until you turn on that live go moment. I think all the credit union professionals have a little bit of fun watching our vendors wiggle a bit.
I like that. Wiggling in their boots. I'm going to have to remember that one for sure. Well, speaking of, now you got me wiggling in my boots. Oh my gosh. So tell me about some speakers and breakout sessions. What can folks expect? Jennifer, I'll let you go first since you were just talking about folks wiggling in their boots.
We do have some amazing speakers lined up for this conference. I'm personally looking forward to hearing from Teresa Payton, former CIO of the White House. She is an industry-leading cybersecurity expert, so I'm going to get out of my operations comfort zone for this conference, and I'm going to put on my cybersecurity hat for her her talk. I think it's going to be fantastic. It wouldn't be 2022 if you weren't talking about crypto and blockchain. Sure. So we've got a crypto and blockchain expert coming to join the conference. Professor Lamont Black.
Yeah.
So that should be so exciting.
Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then to round out our three keynote speakers, we're bringing CUNA's chief economist, Steve Rick, to the party.
We love Steve.
So we've really got such a cool lineup of speakers, and it should appeal to everybody in attendance.
No doubt. Oh, my gosh. You guys are hitting it all on all cylinders with these speakers for sure. And Randy, tell us about a couple of maybe breakout sessions, because obviously Jennifer talked about the crypto session, but any breakout sessions you want to share as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously going to be too many for you to get to.
Yeah, a lot.
But that's kind of the benefit, you know, bringing, you know, extra people, bringing more people from your credit union and networking afterwards. You kind of share those ideas. And it's one of the things we love about being together, the Technology Council and Operations Member Experience Councils, you know, people and technology, it's just hand in hand. And I love hearing Jennifer say she's excited about the cybersecurity, because we're all, you know, in tech, we know we're all cybersecurity. We're all responsible for that. We've got some cool breakouts on new technology and leveraging technology in different ways with artificial intelligence, chatbots, robotic process automation, trying to make it easier for our people to work. And then we've got some cool stuff about the metaverse. So, I don't know how much people have seen, but there's actually, you know, John Best and John Ainsworth have actually built out a credit union meta branch. It's pretty cool if you want to look that up. And then we've got stuff for developing new leaders, measuring and growing your membership. We really try to have a balanced agenda. And the nice thing is you can switch. Like Jennifer said, you don't have to stay on a tech track or on an operations track. You can do a blend of both and kind of have this harmonious flow, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Again, you're hitting it on all cylinders. And when you said metaverse, I immediately thought John Best and John Ainsworth. And my mind went straight there. So that's going to be an adventure in itself. So having said all of that, you know, with the speakers and the breakouts, and obviously there's plenty more on the plate. That's just scratching the surface here. What's the significance of this event for the industry? Randy, I'll let you go first. I mean, how do you see it ultimately benefiting credit unions?
You know, we've been talking a lot. We talked back in the summer. We were in Denver together again for our CIO and COO forum. And we have been talking so much more in the last year than I've heard in quite a while. And I've been in credit union for 22 years now. We are really focusing on stepping up our cooperation. And it's events like this that help us do that. Sharing knowledge. You don't find this in any other industry. And so this, you know, events like this are going to help us ensure that the credit union system remains viable for a long time.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good point. And Jennifer, anything to add on that one?
I absolutely concur with what Randy said about, you know, this collaboration and coming together and networking and sharing best practices at credit unions across our industry is what is the credit union magic.
Mm-hmm.
This conference brings together two critical areas within credit unions, our technology and our operations team. And gosh, when you hear some of these conversations get going and connections getting made, it's truly magic. And it really is the fuel that empowers us to innovate and to get technology that makes serving our members easier and faster. So it's going to be a great conference. We're so excited to get everybody back together in person, do a lot of learning, have a little bit of fun, and getting back to what we do best, and that is networking with our peers.
Yeah. And what do you guys hope, Jennifer, what do you guys want to achieve this year? What do you want the attendees to take back to their credit unions so to speak, on Monday morning, go, hey, let's put this to work right now. What do you guys want to achieve? Jennifer?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you were going to Brandy or not.
No.
I really think giving everyone that individual opportunity to solve a problem and connect with somebody that they can work with on solving a credit union at their individual credit union is the magic of this event. So finding someone that's doing it already, maybe it's RPA, or maybe it's building a metaverse branch. Find a credit union that's already done it. Connect with that credit union, learn some of the wins and some of the challenges that they had to work through so that that credit union can also be successful.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Randy, anything to add on that one? What do you guys hope to achieve here?
No, I concur with Jennifer. And I would just add, I hope that everybody tries to talk to at least 5 new people. Mm-hmm. I think that's the power, like Jennifer said, the magic of credit unions is our people. We have the best people, hands down. And I always like to use events like this to meet new people and find people that are doing something different.
Exactly.
Or doing the same thing a different way. So I hope that people can do that and take this energy back to their credit unions and stay involved and stay engaged in the councils. We've got so many ways for you to stay involved and outside of these really special events. You can really keep engaged with us all year long.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, I know it's cliche, but how do you expand your horizons if you're not meeting new people or new organizations and learning stuff new? So, I mean, that's part of the reason why I do this, because I get to learn so much from cool people, cool, smart people like you. So that's just, you know, part of life and part of doing business. If you're not learning, you're falling behind. That's what I think. So,
yeah,
so that's me on my soapbox.
I called you a few times and said, hey, Mike, who's doing this? Right. You do get a chance to meet everybody.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
And
all right, guys.
With that early bird registration extended, if you are a credit union professional that you've already registered, it's such a great time to bring a friend and bring somebody new to this conference so that we can expand the audience and get new professionals in the conversation. And let's just keep our magic growing.
Yeah. If you want to see new stuff out there, you know, for your credit union that will work really well for your credit union, this is the one to go for sure. So yeah, good stuff. All right, guys. And I take it folks can still, they are obviously registered. They got the early bird stuff going on. And where do we go again to register? The CUNA Technology Council website? I'll put the link in the show notes. How about that?
The CUNAcouncil.org website. If you link it out, that'd be fantastic.
Thank you. I got my tongue tied up there for a second. I apologize, guys. But yeah, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and register and bring somebody new so you can go there and learn something new. So it all works hand in hand. All right, guys, I'll let you get back at it because I'm sure you got a lot on your plate and we got 21 days to go. All right. We'll see you in 3 weeks.
Great. Thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, you are welcome. Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.